So as I was saying, they wheel her away. Ooh, do 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 do. We took you to the wrong room. Do do do. And then I hear some other guy going, "Oh, yow, yow, yow." He's holding his face, and they're walking him past my little stall into the one next to me. And I look, and I see what he's wearing. He's wearing red pants. He's got shackles on. He's got a red shirt, too. They weren't bullshitting me. That's what these jail patients really wear. I hear him get into his little stall, and the guy with him, who I guess was the cop watching him, says, "Well, who'd you get in a fight with?" And he goes, "I didn't get in no fight. I got cold cocked." Yeah. Apparently, from what I could gather, I could be wrong, but it sounded like he got punched in the face, and they knocked out at least some of his teeth. But he had some other fake teeth, and I heard him say at one point, "Oh, man, yeah, I got broke that one on a corn nut in 08. What the hell? What am I doing here? Oh, my God. So I'm sitting there. They come by. They're like, "Do you want a blanket?" I'm like, "Yes, please." They're like, "Yeah, you got to cover up those red pants." I'm like, "Shut up about the red pants." So after 4 hours, they come by and go, "Yeah, we don't really know what's causing your problems, but you don't have any blood clots, and you're not having a heart attack," which is reassuring since I'm only 37 freaking years old. So they sent me home. I got to come back to the chest doctor, and I will not be wearing my red pants. So that's my advice. That's what I learned today at the doctor. Unless you're in jail, don't wear red pants, and don't suck on a lollipop. They didn't even give me a lollipop. Like, "Can I get you anything? Can I get one of them lollipops?" I'm like, "No. Sorry, we don't give lollipops to guys in red pants."